views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now.
Welcome to another episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. As always, we are here to bring you the ideas that you require to shift you, uplift you, motivate you, and really keep you connected to the God consciousness. Always people ask me, they're like, what do you do? Can you explain that? Well, today's going to be a really kind of a different show. I've actually had a lot of people send in questions and I've written them down here. They're here and I'm going to answer them. If you want to call in and ask a question, if you want something shifted energetically, you have something going on in your life, or perhaps, you know, you need something explained, which we do have some of those questions today. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. So the thing that I want to start with today is one of the things we're going to really keep our theme around, and was really, I get a lot of questions around, I can't be motivated. The world is changing right now. I don't feel like I'm motivated. So we are going to talk about why you need inspiration, not motivation, and where the difference is. And I'll start to shift the energy for everybody listening so you can become more into alignment of what you're actually looking for. So I am known as a body whisperer, the creator and founder of the Body Regen Method. Basically, it's a form of an energy psychology that goes into your system very quickly and starts to change your belief systems at rapid speed. And what does that mean in layman's terms? Because I know it can be like, that's a mouthful. What is she talking about? Basically, I had to transform my own life after realizing that I didn't really have a lot of hope. I'd had a few near-death experiences and was born really sick. And so I had to look at things different and I had to look outside the box. And I guess this is where I want to start is where quite often as humans, what we do is we will navigate to what we know. So we will navigate to friends, people, places, to what's familiar. So think about it. When you're born and you come into this family environment, that's all you know. So you start navigating to that. So when all of a sudden you start to look at energy work, which is what I do a lot, I help people remove the blocks and the resistance and really get you in charge of your energy. You become your own guru. You become your own master and you become super connected to that God consciousness because then you become in charge of your life. So if you look back to where you were born, what happens a lot of the times is we start to follow patterns naturally. So we'll follow patterns that we've learned from our family, from our friends, from our teachers. That's what we do. And when we follow the patterns, that's all of a sudden then what shows up in our life. So it's like a triad. It's the energy comes in to the heart space. The energy then goes out and attracts the people to the patterns. Then you start to wake up and you go, waking up. What does that mean? You start to actually look outside your paradigm. You start to look at something different that goes against the grain. I always like to tell this story about learning something different and how easy it is that we get into patterns and we don't know how to break them. And when I moved out, I was quite young and I remember making this salad. I love mushrooms, but I hate mushrooms in my salad. And I would always make salad with mushrooms in it. I remember standing at my kitchen going, why am I putting mushrooms in my salad? Because I don't like them in my salad. That's one place I don't like them. And I realized I had grown up. So in our house, we cooked and we had to help our mom, which she worked. So, you know, you have to do that. She always put mushrooms in the salad, right? It was just natural. It's just what you did. We had the same vegetables in the same salad every time. So then I started to go, I don't live there. Why am I doing that? So I was doing it automatically because I learned it from my mom. So that's a very simple thing. So when I stopped, I was like, whoa, there's lots of salads. Now I can have like 50 different kinds of salads, right? So it expanded my awareness into something different. But here you go, where you're like, you're just doing it on automatic. You're doing it because that's what you were trained. That's what you were conditioned. So you just do it. So when you start to hone in your energy, meaning understanding what your body's telling you, then you can actually look at different patterns when they come up and really start to make a change and a shift. And that's what it's about. Because when the energy leaves your system, you now expand into an awareness to bring in something different, but you got to be willing. Most people are just like, no, that's crazy. You know, I read this great post today on Instagram. Somebody had posted and they said, if someone goes to the doctor, they give them a pill, they take it right away. There's no questions asked, nothing. But then when somebody offers them an alternative, so something natural, let me research that. Let me check into that. I'm not sure about that. But when's the last time you checked into what that medicine was doing to your body? So again, it's expanding outside. It's very scary for people because when you start to look at a paradigm and you start to look at your life and say, I need to shift something, it can be extremely scary because now a lot of what you've learned, you realize isn't always true for you and that you can make the changes. That's why when I work with people, it's very, very quick to actually pull the energy out of that belief system and instantly you can start to move it. And that's why people actually do get, you know, really quick healings in their bodies and restorations in their bodies. So that's what happens. And that's what I, you know, really want you guys to understand as we're talking about motivation and inspiration today. So we have Carrie on the line, Carter, is correct?
Oh. Yeah, Carrie from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You always help me with like getting through the, you know, the misty waters of, you know, the negative, you know, vibes out there. So I'm like,
they're heavy right now too.
Great.
Yeah, they're heavy right now. You probably noticed there's a lot more, you know, it's funny that you say that. And it's a great lead in if people are listening. What Carrie was just saying with heavy vibes and water, because it's definitely cleansing on the planet internally and externally. Lots of people are changing. So what's going on? What do you want us to shift for you today?
Well, I've been through a lot of travel lately, you know, and I went to some, you know, pretty, you know, I've been through Russia and, you know, lots of the whole drinking and partying and, you know, that whole fun thing. There's like all the holidays and I just kind of feel like I feel slimed at the moment.
Yeah, like energetic slimed and then emotionally slimed. So, right, both. So what people don't understand, so we can feel energetic slimed or emotionally slimed, meaning that you felt really good and then perhaps it's the toxins in the body or the people you're with, which you have both, right? And so people can project things out on you. So that energetic sliming is when you feel really good for our listeners. And then all of a sudden, you know, people may have just, they don't have to say anything. Sometimes they can, but also they can just project energy at you. So jealousy, envy, frustration. And a lot of times, so your projected energy, which is actually pretty big, is other people that have slimed you in the sense of really wanting you to fall in their alignment versus your alignment. So are you okay with that?
That's been a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically it's like follow me, do what I say. And your body feels so restricted because it's like wants to expand. So when you go into these places, if there's the partying and the fun and the alcohol and then the people, then those people, then it starts to make your body feel like constricted and heavy. And then you feel like gross, like you need a lot of showers. Do you feel that? Like you need a lot of showers to get it off. Yeah. That's why I love salt scrubs, guys. If you're in the shower, throw some salt on. But I'm just going to actually, if you're okay, you know, think that kind of got us starting to strengthen the system and remove the accumulation of energy off of you from these people and the places and the things. So the things are like the drinking or the food. The places are all the travel, and think about all the even airplanes and the, you know, the cars and the transportation. You came into contact with a lot of people, which we do nowadays, not like in the records. And then we're going to go into people or all the people you surrounded yourself with and how that's been putting pressure on the body and making it way too heavy. And then as you're tying up other old energies and businesses and things that no longer work for you, there's been a lot of chatter, right? So that would be people that would want to talk ill will or anger, but you don't know them or see them anymore. So that can also affect your body. So as an empath, someone who feels, we feel, for our listeners, and Carrie, you would understand this. So for people who feel, you can feel when people are talking about you, even if they're not in the same room as you.
Well, I feel like I'm really sensitive and I really feel that tug of war that's going on, you know, people trying to, you know, get me to, you know, conform their way, you know, versus me finding my own voice and being strong and fighting them off. You know, it's like, it's too much.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like a heaviness in my chest, you know, it's like, get off me, get away.
Yeah. We're going to remove that. I'm going to actually cut those cords. I'm going to start to lift that up for lighter and strengthen you and impart that space. So I keep hearing like, follow me in the sense of strengthening the connection to the God consciousness, so the energetic, right, universe, divine, whatever anybody wants to say, but strengthening the connection to follow, right, follow spirit and your heart so that we don't have to have any of the fears. So a lot of times when we get pulled into a tug of war with somebody else, it's usually an underlying fear of what then in my world would change, right? And then you are sensitive, so you feel their pain, you feel their suffering, and then it's kind of like you want to take that off. So I'm going to remove that feeling of needing to be in that space as well. Thank you, God. And let's increase it, expand your awareness. And then that way there can be, it looks like different conversations with these people that can be more gentle, but also to understand that some people just are going to want it their way that way until the day they die. So that's where we get to create new avenues for you and expand new avenues. So as you let them go, you feel safe, you feel secure, you feel supported in all the new directions. But a lot of chatter behind your back, that's really big. So I'm going to remove all of that off of you and that energy, which that should start to feel a lot lighter and a lot freer and then more expansive. You're really coming into wanting to do it your way, which is the right way. Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
It's very good. Does it feel lighter in the body?
Thank you. I can take up your whole hour, but I won't.
That's okay. We can call in. We're going to do more of these shows because people, we got so many questions and we want to make sure we shift them for you and you have fun. So lots of love. I'll talk to you again. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Carter, do we have, you said Magdalena on the phone?
Yeah. Okay, we have Magdalena from Kitchener. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Hi, Tracy. Hi. Great to talk to you.
Yeah. What can we do for you today? What would you like adjusted in your field?
I would actually, I actually have a quick question for, well, I don't know if it's a quick question, but my question for you today is really about going through my transition into a whole new world, a whole new life. I'm aware that I'm going to have to take some time off of work. And so I'm floating with a lot of ideas as to like some passive income streams and everything. And I feel like I'm almost blocking myself from having the clarity of where I need to go next. Because I seem to be like, I have like a billion things in my head and I don't have that succinct focus, that guidance that I feel like that's what I need to do.
Yeah, partly it's also because the hormones are all over the map. So the brain is having a hard time, right? Like settling into one direction. Oh, I burp sometimes, guys, when I clear energy. So just so you know, it's just so I don't get sick. You actually have, it's interesting because what it shows is there's a lot of new stuff coming in. Your platform is there and I can increase that. But because this transition is a whole life transition, and because you're adding life into your unit, you can see that this is, it's almost like, the best way to say it is you're resetting your foundation to make such major life changes, which will go on for the rest of your life. But as the foundation's becoming stronger, you're trying to get ahead of it. So it's more like the fear and the panic that's happening. You can see from how does this affect me, my business, my finances? How do I incorporate all these new changes in my life? So you're it's almost like you're trying to get ahead of it when it's I hate it when you got to kind of grasp this. I shouldn't say it, but we'll readjust it for you where it's like you're supposed to just enjoy where this space is right now because there's all these new opportunities that come in after you make these big life changes and, you know, your body is now changed and you've birthed all these, this new little being and everything's coming into your life. So it's we don't want you to get too caught up in, how can I say, do you feel left? Like, it feels like you feel left behind, like you're getting left behind in your work.
A little bit for sure. And that's partly because I'm not able to do as much as I'd like to do. And like, I just kind of feel like a little bit of that, I don't know. It's not really anxiety or overwhelm. It's just like, I feel just slow.
So, but this is that time to actually really enjoy what's happening. This is the time to actually embrace all of that energy. You're going to strengthen you to that because then you'll be like, wow, I wish I had spent a little bit more time enjoying this space. And then it also shows too that you could with your business, you've got other things that are coming in this fall, you know, with the foundation and working with other people, but you could create, and this is that inspiration piece I was talking about earlier at the top of the show. Because if you could create, and I'll open the energy here for you, one thing that you could do that would be just online that would be fun. It actually shows kind of like a little course online that would be fun.
I'm thinking about that. So it's perfect that you mentioned that because I was thinking about what direction is most ideal. And that's the one that I already have a bit of foundation. So I just wanted that. Yeah. Like, you always confirm.
Yeah. But that it's a one, it's like one just signature piece. You don't have to have 100 things. You know, people sometimes go to my site. I have a lot of stuff that people can enjoy because some people, they just want that free stuff and that's fine. Like go learn, educate. We have that and we have different levels of courses and projects, but for you, it's like, you don't have to have all of that right now and you don't want to go there right now. It just shows to have one little course that you can do online. And it also shows that you still need to be very interactive. So you don't want to create a course where people are just buying it and then that's it. So they could buy it, but then have some interaction with you too at some point within it. So maybe that's through a Facebook group or maybe we'll strengthen that because now as I'm moving the energy, you can probably feel it's feeling light. It's feeling, this is inspiration, right? This is where the inspiration and the flow of the energy we can strengthen then moves you into transformation, right? And then you have motivation. Like, can you feel the lightness of that coming in?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But the key for you, because you're a very big people person, is to make sure you're very connected to your people. So when they buy the course, a lot of it could be, looks like self-study, but then there's like, okay, I'm going to pop on this call and you can join me. So maybe it's like once a month or twice a month. We'll feel where that is. I'll open the space for you and then you can bring that through. And then all of a sudden you'll have the income you're looking for. And then there's other foundations of teaching behind that and other things that'll come. And then you're still interacting with your community. Does that make sense?
That's perfect. It's exactly the direction I was hoping to move into it. But again, there was just a little bit of like less clarity. So that again, you're just confirming everything, which is fantastic.
And don't make it too complicated. You're trying to make it too complicated. You have a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom. Thank you, God. Let's remove that energy. Don't make it too complicated. Keep it very simple. And then people will be able to understand. And then it looks like by keeping it simple, you can actually build on top of that.
Yes. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tracy. I really appreciate all that you've done for us. You're just a miracle. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go enjoy. Go create that. Get inspired because that's what it's about, right? More inspiration leads to motivation. That's the key.
Thanks. Yes, thank you.
Have a good day. Yeah. You know what, guys? I really want you to understand what we were just saying there. When you have the spirit of inspiration, that's how you get motivation. Most people are saying, I don't feel motivated. I don't feel driven. I don't feel like there's, you know, anything there for me. And that's because you're not inspired or you get too much in your head. Like Magdalena was just saying, and she just needed the confirmation of, focus on this one thing, get inspired and move forward. I always call them God ideas. And, you know, we're getting ready to go shoot all of our footage for our retreat that we're launching for next year. And, you know, the way it came through, or if you've been on the site with Soul Sundays, all of these just showed up. It was like, I got the message. You got to do this. You got to do this now. And everything fell into place. It's so fun and it's creating. That's inspiration. You get the idea. It's so exciting and everything starts to move. Now you have motivation. You want to get out of bed. You want to start moving forward and you want to start to increase that energy in your field. And that's what we want to give to you. That's what I want to pass on to each and every one of you today. So you can go get inspired and then go out into the world and do what you're meant to do by honing in your own energetic connection. And that's where you get change and transformation during a world that may seem a little bit like gone sideways right now. All right, Carter, we have David on the phone.
Yeah, David from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hey, welcome. Thank you.
Hi,
hey,
David.
Tracy. It's like old friend week here. You know, you got Magdalena, you got me.
We love it. If we can help you guys, because I don't ever get to see you that much, but if we can help you guys and move and shift, I love it. I love it. What's going on?
Well, you know, you're helping leaders, really, today,
yeah.
Right? Magdalena is not too shabby, by the way, you know?
Oh, she's a beautiful soul. And, you know, what I love is helping see people to see where they can go, how they can uplift and move, because we all have our own calling and purpose. And I think everybody has to really remember that, that it's your own space. Yeah, 100%.
Sure.
Yeah.
So my challenge is, it's not lack of motivation. It's like, what do I do? You know, because I've got a bunch of little, like, you know, you and I are kind of like kindred spirits in terms of, like, we like to do so many things.
We do.
One of the key projects that I've been getting nudged to do is to launch my radio show and podcast.
Yes.
And just wanted kind of your gut feel on that. And just
that's actually,
you know,
spikes very high
in terms of moving forward with work.
Yeah, that actually spikes very high. And actually, your spirits just keep saying, just get it going now. Like, just do it, right? So sometimes we feel we have to get, and this is where some of the details are showing up. Like, seem to have all these details you want to put in place. It's like, you just got to jump in and do it. It's, and if I can put some energy and shift this a little bit for you, like even when I started and Transformation Tech Radio reached out and we started doing this, I'm like, I don't know, that's me. And I have so much fun. Like, you hear Carter, our producer, amazing. He helps so many people and the team is so great. And, you know, you just got to do it. And I was thinking I had to have all these other things in place. You seem to have something going on there that's similar. So I want to clean that energy up for you, because it's actually, I keep hearing, the time is now. Like, that should be your number one focus, because it looks like what it does with there, and I can move this energy for you, is by doing your podcast gives people a place to get to know you more. And there's something around your credibility that anchors in stronger with your audience, like in terms of for clients. Like, it's really strong for you, really strong. Plus, you have a great radio voice. Like, it's really strong for you, really strong. How does that feel?
Okay. Yeah, it feels right. You know, and I've been nudged by a couple people to kind of look at it again. And you know, it's not just the radio show, but, you know, kind of like what you do. It's going to be tied into coaching and events, live events, and where I bring my people in. Like, you know, like I bring somebody like you in to speak to groups and whatnot.
Yeah,
right?
And but this platform, as I move the energy around this platform, it gets you out there more. Like, it gets more presence. Like, your presence expands. So you become extremely expansive, which draws more people in. Do you feel that? Do you feel the lightness of that? So I'd like to actually strengthen that. I'm going to just remove. There is some old information about how you did it before that I can actually move out of your field right now. And then I can strengthen you. Thank you, God. To actually increase. Yeah, the new. So there's like, there's some old thought patterns and ideas that seem to be clinging on to just how you used to do it. So I'm going to wipe that out so we can download your kind of what I say, God ideas. And it just says, do it your way. Even if it feels a little bit uncomfortable, keep doing it your way, because you can see it will open up and it brings in a whole new audience. It's really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, because I'm just hitting slam doors in my economic development work. Because the province has really cut funding for these programs, right? And
Yes.
So it's like, okay,
because
you're meant
to go in a new direction. You're meant to more go into hit more of a global audience, not this local kind of audience. So that's why you're feeling that. So actually spirit's doing you a favor. And it's kind of heavy.
Okay.
It's kind of old. That area is kind of old stuff that's ready to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
During the transition.
Yeah.
Over time, remember, less government, more people to the people. So that actually people are going to have to get used to that. So you're ahead of the curve by doing what you're doing now. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Sound
thanks.
Good?
And you
all
know,
right.
The book's even responding too. So
good.
Yeah.
Let's expand that and get that foot a little bit stronger and really change the stability factor some more. I have a great clearing video coming out on the YouTube again about another impartation of clearing and stability. So I'll start to download that for you now. And then you can feel, I can actually feel in my leg that there is some changes going on. So it might feel a little bit hot for you, but just take the heat because it's just cleaning up and it's just restoring to give more strength and stability back into your life. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, David. Have an incredible day.
And I love you lots, okay?
Oh, lots of love. Have an incredible day. Can't wait to connect again. Take care.
Ciao, ciao.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we have Sandra on the line and we'll continue to take your calls, answer your questions, shift the energy for you, and really keep you in the spirit. I do want to go, before we go to break, let you know that on May 14th, we have our global online call. And if you go to my website, tracyalclark.com, under the attend, hit the global online call and use the code MAYDAY, M-A-Y-D-A-Y, you can join us for 90 minutes of clearing and shifting and really empowering you back to your energetic space, empowerment, spirit. I answer questions, you get a replay right after, but it's 50% off because I am just having such an incredible time with all of you guys, and any way we can help you continue to shift, that's what it's all about. So we'll see you right after the break.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome back. I'm so happy you've joined us today. We've had some great callers, some great shifting. And I want to remind you something with the work that I do is that when you hear another caller or you hear somebody else ask a question, the way the energy works is focus on what you would like to have shifted. And when it moves for them, you get the same, you get a benefit out of it. So it may be something where you go, well, I don't resonate with that, or I'm not building my business that way. You could actually, if you're building a business or you want something new with all the shifts we've done already, you can actually get a shift in your own field by listening to what somebody else is having shifted. So that's why I love group work and I love doing things like this, because you get major shifts. It's what I see in our workshops. One person, and I love this, one person came up to me in the last workshop and said, Tracy, I just sat there. I didn't answer one question, didn't participate, just enjoyed, just, you know, got to know people. And she said, I had so many shifts, or somebody would say something and it would resonate. So this is what I want you to do while we're cleaning and shifting energy for other people, is what do you want to shift in? And just ask for that while I'm working. And spirit will work with you. The energy will start to move and you'll start to feel it. You'll notice and you'll go, oh, that's what happened. Look what happened. It shifted. So please take all of that energy and expand it into your field, because there's nothing better than, I love hearing what spirit's doing in your life, because we all get, when you hear a testimonial or you hear good things, that can happen to you. That's where I take that energy. I'm like, take it, take it, take it. You see people pull that energy down because it's exciting. You get it too. You can change your reality. It's what we do each and every day. I did it to me first, so you can do it too. All right, Carter, we have Sandra on the phone.
Yep, Sandra from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you so much. I thought I'd hound you on here instead of Instagram.
I love it. No, you know what? I love how you're so active, because here's the thing. You're getting the changes and you're getting the shifts, and in not a very long time. And this is what people have to understand is, people say, oh, I'm hounding. No, you're not. Because when you start to see your body feeling like it's shifting and you start to see it shifting and you're getting those results, then what happens, and you've experienced this, where you've seen then other things try to come to knock you off. Other things come to try to like distract you, right? And then you got to deal with them. They're real life issues. So it's really important to stay on that and to say, okay. And one of the things I love about you, we were talking earlier at the top of the hour, like where Carrie got slimed and you know, you had gone through a sliming process, but you don't want to sit in that energy for very long, because you know it brings you down, right? And then it distracts you from restoring your body.
Well, that's what my question was, and that young lady, Carrie, she brought it up, so that was good. But I was wondering, is this the path that I'm taking with this jewelry line? Is it, because I'm thinking, these are signs maybe it's not worth it, what I'm doing, or is that the right path to follow, or what is your...
Yeah, you have a very good strength in it. And it's also saying don't stop it right now. So right now it is actually good for you. It's creative and it's fun. And you actually get joy in it. You're not doing it right now because, oh, I want to make all this money in it right now. There's good money in it. And it's weird. China keeps coming up. So there's some connection there we can align for where they would love to buy this stuff. So let's open that door a little bit more. They just haven't found you yet, the people that want to have some of this product. But you can, when I pull up your field in the line, you actually enjoy it and you love the animals.
Right.
It brings joy.
It's more for peace of mind. It's more for peace of mind, because of all the stuff I'm going through. I'm here alone. So I thought, well, it's just more for peace of mind, but this girl created so much negative energy towards it. I'm dumbfounded.
So I'm going to clean up this energy for you, and I'm going to give you a little tip. So everybody listening. So I have a saying in my space that kind of joke. It comes from more ministry line, but new devil, new level. So when we're on the verge of big breakthroughs, guys, this happens 99% of the time. When we're on the verge of breakthroughs, something will try to come in to knock you off. So when somebody comes in to create that much negativity, and you can actually see part of it, what's happening is there's a resistance watching you go do something you love, watching you embrace in it. And it looks like, I'll clean up some more karmic there. It looks like you triggered her because you're actually moving to a new space. And although she's not aware of it, she's actually getting very left behind. So you're doing things she wishes she could do, but, and could do, but it's an energy. It's not even, it doesn't matter what she's doing. It's an energy. So it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I'm going to attack you to bring you down so you don't go and get to where you're going. It's a ping pong energy. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let me remove the accumulation because we don't care and people do this. So it's a, also it's like into strengthening your foundation of where you're going, why you're going there and what, and to stay focused. So it's actually, you did really well because you're like, we can remove all this energy out and reset you because this jewelry brings you joy, brings you peace of mind. Like you say, it inspires you. It's fun. It's creative, which keeps your energetic field moving and shifting because creativity keeps our field shifting. So she tried to just get you to stop, be finished for her own reasons to literally knock you off your path. That's what happened there.
Yeah. But and I was so supportive of her. That's what blew my mind. I don't get it because I'm not like that. Yeah. I'm very supportive of others, you know, all the time.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, people say, you know what, I've done this. I'm like, you know what, we just clean it up. We're going to let it go. We're going to push you into your space because this creativity is a saving grace for you. That's exactly what they just said to tell you.
Yeah.
It's a saving grace for you and we need to really strengthen that and keep that in your field. It says don't
stop.
It says do not stop.
And I want you to know that I'm not using my sleep apnea machine. It's been 2 weeks. And my smoking, I just bailed once. And I haven't smoked in 2 weeks either. So I'm so proud
of you. Well, you know what? You, like I said, you do the daily work. You're on, and then not work. You do the daily practices. You listen. You take in the information. And this is what the listeners need to hear. She just said she's not using her sleep apnea and not smoking. Those were two big things that we were working to shift out, right? Which will also let go of stuff like that. Interesting timing. This lady came in. See, you're shifting. See?
And the body regeneration class, that helped too. Like the health, when I took that class, that was very helpful. Yeah,
lots of shifting in the body regeneration classes, teaching you how to really hone in your energy. And you've probably also noticed that you're feeling differently. There's more peace, there's more calm. And the reason you came off the sleep apnea is you're not feeling, even though there's still a lot of things to shift out because you're ending a whole big cycle, you're also not feeling as smothered. That's why you don't need it as much. So the lung space that we opened in the body regeneration, the online class. Remember, we were opening the lung space. So if you're feeling restricted like Sandra was in your lungs or in your breathing, it's because there's things that have been suffocating you, but you can move it if you're willing to look at something different like Sandra did. You did.
I woke up this morning and I felt like my breathing was heavy and I'm like, why is this happening? And I listened to your video this morning from the Miraculous and my breathing was like, so amazing after. I'm like, wow, this is incredible. I feel dumbfounded, you know?
Yeah, because the energy, sometimes when you can feel like it's a little bit heavy, just take a few deep breaths. They're showing just to tell you to take a few deep breaths. And then you can just pull that life force energy back in. So take a few deep breaths, literally pull the life force energy and do the reset tool. Thank you, God, reset, let go, which if anybody is listening, you can go to my YouTube and you can see it there. I explain it. Do that and then expand the lung area and you'll start to see the breath will come right back in again. And you're good. You'll be good.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Lots of love.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
Keep being amazing.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you.
Love you too. All right, guys. We're going to get to Goldie in a minute if she's still on the line. But I do want to answer this question quickly. Somebody had asked, what is karmic cleansing on the earth mean? So basically, karmic cleansing on the earth, what it is there's a lot of belief systems and patterns that we have been functioning in that don't work in society anymore. And, you know, we're not here to just be born and get married and pay taxes, go to school and then die. You're actually here to really embrace people and love and be heart-centered and community and working together. And we've lost that. Our whole systems have been built around separation. So what's been happening with people in the world, like myself and many other people, trying to let people be very aware that you are in charge of you. You have a direct connection to the universe, because we're not taught that in school. We're not taught how to feel. We're taught how to think, right? Thinking keeps you separate, because thinking only allows you to go to a certain space of creation. Feeling will work 1,000 times more for creating things in your life than thinking. So we're not taught this to keep you in systems. Well, now people are learning to feel. They're learning to really connect to their heart space. They're learning how much you are in charge. So you're waking up, or you wouldn't even be listening to this program, of how much you are in charge. Now that you're in charge of your life, then all of a sudden you look at the systems, you're like, whoa, these don't work. That's what it means. So basically the karma, the things that have been done to people over the centuries that are not in our highest and best interest, they were at that time, are being cleaned out of the planet. So when it comes out of the planet, look at it like a bubbling, like black oil bubbling coming up. And what's happening there is it's being released. So people can feel more angry. They can feel more frustrated. People can be fighting more, because it's trying to bring the energy out to dissolve it, so people can be more in their heart space and more compassionate and kind. Like, I know where I live, people don't even like to talk to each other. Whereas you go out and you're like, hi, how are you? And they look at you like you have two heads. And it, you know, it's interesting, because people have become very more afraid, but then there's this whole big population saying, don't be afraid. And this is where the awareness comes in. This is where the waking up comes in. And this is where I want to thank the hand of God of creating and imparting more strength to each and every one of you to have more awareness, so you can come into the fullness of who you are and help all those people understand that you're in charge of you, nobody else. Carter, do we have Goldie on the line?
Yeah, Goldie from Kitchener. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much.
Hi,
I'm a little
Goldie.
New at this, and my friend Gloria referred me to you, and
yeah.
I don't really know where to start. So, what would you like to know? Because there's a lot.
There's a lot. What? Well, okay. So the way we like to start, because we're here, is what is the biggest pressing issue that you'd like us to start to move out?
There's a lot of negative, toxic people in my life. I left a very bad 20-year marriage back in June. I'm
well
a single mom of... Yeah, thank you. And I hope I don't get emotional. It's just...
it's okay. Let it go. Hey, I've been where you are. Trust me. I left a very toxic marriage 16 years ago. I get it. I get it. Very. Almost killed me. So I can see you.
A new relationship started very quickly with a childhood friend. And it's going very well, but there's a lot of opposition to that and a lot of confusion. Yeah. And as I'm in a state of transition, I was a homemaker. My ex doesn't support me at all with the children. No. He sees them, but he doesn't financially support me at all.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of negative, toxic people, very controlling, trying to control me, trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out a new job, a new career. Like, I just feel very lost and confused, and everyone's telling me how strong I am. And
isn't that nice? Oh, you're so strong. I hate it. People say, you're so strong. You'll get through it. I wanted to say the words I can't say on here. You know, I'm like, I don't want to be strong. I need support. I need guidance, and I need to take a breath. So you are right in. So it looks like what's really happening, so I'm going to gag here, so I'm going to apologize, because we're going to start to move. This energy is heavy. It is toxic. But the good thing is you left. Okay, so that actually, we can clean up the karmic cords and ties of your partner, and you still have to interact though. So I'm going to smooth a few things here because of the children. So we can actually start to clean that up for you. So the other thing you can see that's happening is, as you became more aware that this actually relationship was basically, the words I say to tell you, was killing you and making you actually even sick inside. So you did avoid by leaving.
It took me 10 years.
Yeah. No, trust me. It took me another, to leave, right? Yeah. Yeah. I know. I think I actually gave birth to my second daughter, almost died on the operating table. And it was sitting in that room after I gave birth to her that made me realize I had to get out, and it still took me another 5 years. So I totally, you know what? You're not alone. So this is what we do with people each and every day. So what it has to do is, I got to clean out the accumulation of, there's too much imprinting in your field of okay, so I'm going to back this out so I can explain it better. You're so used to being dominated by your former partner and living, you gave everything up of who you were. So you can see everything.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, so you poured everything. So there was a dominance of energy there over top of you. So what that did is you literally, so basically sacrificed everything. So you didn't even really know who you were anymore. And so this is the vibration I'm going to cut off, if you understand. So I call it triad. So you had an energy that came in that you actually picked up when you were quite small, that as a woman, there was all this need to be controlled, need to be, it was for your best interest, you'll see later, need to be controlled. Mm-hmm. I have to do what people say. I don't want to have confrontation. As long as I do what they say, I'm a good little girl, everything's going to be okay. So this energy has been with you for a long time and even lifetimes. And literally, I will tell you, if you hadn't left, as much as everybody has an opinion, energetically, you can see you would have gotten very, very, very sick. So you did very good. So very good. So I'm going to cut that. So that energy pulled into your heart. That heart frequency bounced out, which brought in your husband to show you all of this stuff, right? And as you woke up, now your field started to get stronger. But what's happening is that energy, right? It was, is still filtering out there. So that's why all these people are coming to you saying, I'm going to give you advice. I'm going to tell you what to do, because you've been told what to do your whole life. But that's why you woke up and said, mm-hmm. I don't want to be told. I want to live my life. But mm-hmm. with that comes all of this other new foundation. So your foundation, take a house, bulldoze it down, rip the foundation. You did the hard work, but now we got to build the foundation back up. So first, what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove all the accumulation of energy that came off from you to your former partner, and we're going to strengthen you into the new space. Now, with the partner you have now, it does say to go slow because we got to keep your foundation nice and strong. So everything for you has to be the way you want it. So your word for you in the morning, and I like to tell this to a lot of people, is what do I require? So when you start moving in the morning, what do I require? What do I require today? Okay, so that's going to be number one for you. That tool to reset your heart drive, like I was just talking about, you can see it on my YouTube, Reset Let Go, very good tool, mm-hmm. which will help to create a separation from the brain into the heart. So what we're going to do is remove all the accumulation of energy where you have been dominated, where you've been told what to do, and where all these people are bringing you confusion because they want to keep you in the old pattern. You see that? They want to keep you in the old pattern. So two things here, which can be a little bit harder, and I say this to people when I work through that with them, is one, sharing's not caring in your space right now. So sharing less is better, okay, to all these people, and that's going to take the energy off you. Two, you got to keep your self-care tools really strong. So salt bath at night, incense you like, walks that you like, very strong. You got to have, especially salt baths, what they'll do, or salt
scrubs. I do that a lot, actually.
Will really keep your energy nice and clean. So keep your self-care tools very, very strong, okay? I'm just going to see here. We got to remove the toxic people. So these people are going to start to drop off. What will happen after I move this energy out of your field is they will start to frustrate you more or make you more angry. All it is your body telling you that you are vibrating out of the field and they're trying to pull your energy back down. So just be aware of that. You don't have to say anything.
One of them happens to be my sister, and she's just, the level of psychoticness.
Well, you can see, because what happens, you've made a change. Now they're all terrified because you're actually going to change. So what does that mean to them? That's what's going on. Yes. That's why people will put their opinion into you. So the other tool that you can use very quickly as I move this to drop the energy off is when people have an opinion and you haven't shared anything, you say, that's interesting. And this is why. One, they can't say anything back. Two, the energy will drop off and it'll go into the ground. So you won't have to carry that. That's interesting. Huh? I had somebody do this the other day and they told me that they did it to one of their parents. And the parent was like, what? Like, you don't want to engage, where normally it would be a very hostile conversation, right? So it's like, they didn't know what to say. They didn't know what to say. What can they say? That's interesting. Thanks for sharing.
Exactly.
That's it.
I need that.
That's interesting. Thanks for sharing. I'm going to clean up. So there's a whole, this belief system that it's really about, for you, letting go of this accumulation, thank you, of the roots and seeds of the belief system where you picked it up, that you need to sacrifice and be dominated over. And that's what you're letting go. That's what I'm going to strengthen in the field. I'm going to override and impart it with, yes, the inner power and the inner strength. I'm going to move off this. You're really strong. You'll get through it, because that's actually not what you're looking for, is to have just something to, you need to lean into the energy, and we need to actually see where you have real support. But for right now, they want to pull you back. Your spirits want to pull you back, and it doesn't want you to be involved in all of these old networks, because again, remember, they're just afraid. You're moving, you're leaving them behind because they no longer serve you, but we bless them because they served you for right now. So we got to pull this out. There's a lot of, your former partner doesn't pay you because that's his only last form of control over you. So there's an issue that we don't know how else to do this, because he sends you totally have separated energetically that way, which is good. So the money becomes a control. So let's see if we can actually correct this a little bit for you, and then let that pattern go so we can make sure you're taken care of in other areas. Now, there is like different ways of, you know, you can see work, you can see you're vibrant, you're like literally, you don't have years and years to go through this. Timelines can change very quickly, but you can start to see it'll start to roll quicker and quicker and quicker, where you're going to go, wow, I feel more peaceful today. This feels like more gentle. I feel clearer. My brain feels clearer. I'm going to adjust your chemical electrical frequency pattern, because your sleep center is very off, because it's trying to figure out all your problems in one day.
Having nightmares of living in that house with him and having to move, and it's every night.
Yeah, because you can see that it's trying to figure it all out. So we're going to remove, I'm going to reset your sleep center, thank you, God, and I'm going to actually increase and let the, I'm going to move the mental, because everything you've been processed has been, it would fall under mental abuse, basically. So, and I'm very careful how I use those words, but so you've been so mentally whipped that now you're trying to come back into the heart space. And that's what I have to reconnect, so the brain can settle down. Use that tool, push it away, and let the brain settle down. We can move that energy out of you. And then all of a sudden, you're going to see, you're going to get clearer, and you're going to feel clearer. And you're like, I'm not taking that in. So if anyone says anything to you, just thank you, God, I'm not taking that in, or universe, fine, whatever you want to say. I move my hand, but I'm like, not taking that in. That's interesting. Not taking that in. It'll condition. So it's a pattern using the physiology of the body, that it'll condition the body that when you say that in your mind's eye, or in your mental space, or you push your hand away, the physiology of the body will pick up right away, oh, she doesn't take that energy in anymore. So you won't be a sponge. Right. So then there's places to learn. I do have some videos on the YouTube to help you learn how to really integrate with your body. And it's really, that's what you're doing right now. You're coming back into integrating with your body and what you're feeling. And if you honor that, I can tell you, and you keep understanding more of what's happening on your body, you're going to become a lot more clean and focused. You're going to feel so much better. It looks like about 6 to 8 months. And I'm not saying that's not going to happen right away, but I mean like so much better. Like you'll be like, whoa, look at all the shifts that happened in these last 6 to 8 months. Like they're very, very good. So you're learning your intuition, which I'm going to increase. And if we can keep that moving, you're going to be golden. You're going to move. This is, you'll see it'll drop off. You'll see the nightmares will start to drop off, and you'll start to see that pattern. So even if you get angry, you know, do a scribble, just scribble like crazy, let it out. Don't hold the emotions. Sharing's not caring for you right now. So let's not even go there, so we can cut the energy off. How does that feel now? Does it feel a little lighter in the body?
It's crazy. Yeah. I almost feel a tingling in my hands, and I feel calm. Yeah. And I'm usually in a constant state of anxiety. And when I first called you, I didn't think I could get the words out without crying.
No, you did.
And I feel much better now. So thank you so much.
It'll be lighter. So you can, if you need to even listen to the replay, there's a lot of shifting in what's happening, and you can listen to it again. And it'll keep shifting you. Yeah.
Okay.
Well done.
I appreciate it very much. God bless. Thank
you. You're welcome. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Lots of love. All right. You know what? I know we have 5 minutes. We still have callers on the line. So I'm not sure if I'll actually be able to get to you. So we are going to do another show where you can call in, because I do want to make sure that I answer this one question. And actually, you know what? Let's see if we can do it quickly. Carter, let's bring Vanessa in and see if we can get through. We have a couple minutes.
Great. Yeah. Vanessa from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hey, Tracy, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Really good. I'm just calling, a lot of the business questions actually that came up really resonated with me today. I'm in a similar position where I'm working on a business, and when I think of already done and working with a client, it feels really good. But I'm getting up and I'm still like tired and feeling not as inspired, and I just can't figure out like what this block is.
There's an environmental issue actually that's going on within your living environment. I'm going to change some things energetically, feng shuied, put a little bit more air in the space. And it's actually, you can see now that you're ready to rip off a whole bunch of information from your old work that was still actually interfering with your new business. So I'm going to increase that because you're in the right place. The inspiration is there. You like it. You want to help people. And it's been energetically, it's good. Like, you're good. So, and there's also, keep in mind, there's an energy, guys, in Toronto. It's a little bit heavier right now, keeping your creativity a little bit down, but it's going to start to lift off a lot by the end of June. So don't get too panicked. But you are definitely, I'll clean that. And it just shows that we have to move some things in your space. They show, your spirit teams actually show to move some things around in your desk, like where you work, like what you're working on. So you need to move that space around. Okay, that's kind of wonder. I'm like, do you actually have a space? So make a space that's specifically for your work. And you're going to see that it's going to flow differently. So when you have that done, I know you're in the Miraculous Partnership Group. So when that's done, email me there and I'll make sure that that space is aligned. You need a space to work out of that's yours.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sound good? All right. Thanks, Vanessa. Yeah, thanks. All right, everybody. I thank you for calling in. You know, we've had an incredible show. We're going to do this again in 2 weeks. So make sure you check back with us. Please check us out at tracylclark.com. Get your free Cleaning Out the Weeds, where I shift you and sift you, 18 minutes of clearing, and you can see all our great tools that we give you to empower you and motivate you. Also, like I said, our global online call is May 14th. You can see that on the website under attend. Use the code MAYDAY, M-A-Y-D-A-Y. You get the 50% off, but you get a replay. So you don't have to be there live. I can still answer your questions. You can submit them and you get the replay, and we keep growing, because if we don't go together, how are you going to grow? So it's about going together, growing together, and keeping you guys in alignment so you can live the life you want. But you have to become empowered. You become motivated. You become shifted. You become enlifted. You become your own guru and your own master. That's what we teach you. So you're empowered. Nobody else gets to decide how you live but you. Thank you, guys. Have an incredible week. And we will see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at tracylclark.com.